I'm Dennis Owsley. Welcome to the third hour of Jazz Unlimited, and this is our show on the music of Buck Quayton. We're going to start with Swingin' the Blues from the Spirituals to Swing 30th Anniversary Concert in 1967. Buck Quayton on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Buddy Tate on tenor, Count Basie piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. Swingin' the Blues on Jazz Unlimited.
Thank you.
was the 30th anniversary of these Spirituals to Swing concerts in 1967 at Carnegie Hall. And we heard one of the things that was heard in those concerts, Swingin' the Blues, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Buddy Tate on tenor, Count Basie on piano, Milt Hinton bass, and Joe Jones on drums. I'm Dennis Owsley. Thanks for being along with me tonight on Jazz Unlimited and our show on the music of Buck Clayton. We're going to hear Buck with a couple of small groups for Columbia and the Cap Pierce Big Band, another Jazz Philharmonic, and his big band of 1987. So please stay tuned. And now we're going to hear one called Birdland Betty. Wonder who Birdland Betty was. It's Buck Clayton, and this is his composition on trumpet. His buddy, Buddy Tate, on tenor. Nice man, by the way. Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. Another nice man in 1960. And that will be coming your way right here on Jazz Unlimited. That's Birdland Betty from Buck Clayton on trumpet, Buddy Tate on tenor, Sir Charles Thompson on piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Gus Johnson on drums in 1960. I'm Dennis Owsley. This is the music of Buck Clayton on Jazz Unlimited. We've got the Jazz the Philharmonic group, and we'll also hear Buck Clayton's last big band, where he led the band, composed and arranged, but could not play trumpet. So now we have a set of three following the station break. The first one is Cookin' Joe C. with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone, Buddy Tate returning on tenor in 1957. And then Chops, Fingers, and Sticks. The Cap Pierce Big Band is a Buck Clayton composition with Bill Berry on trumpet, Nat Pierce on piano, George Bohannon on trombone, and Jackie Kelso on alto, and Frank Capp on drums in 1982. And then finally, Swinging Along on Broadway, Buck Clayton and Emmett Berry on trumpet, Dickie Wells on trombone, Earl Warren on alto, Buddy Tate again on tenor, Al Williams piano, Gene Ramey bass, and Herbie Lavelle on drums in 1958. I'm Dennis Owsley, and this is the music of Buck Clayton on Jazz Unlimited. We heard a set of three. First one, Cookin' Joe C. with a Buck Clayton sextet in 1957. Then Chops, Fingers, and Sticks with a Cap Pierce Juggernaut Big Band. And that's 1982. And then finally, Swingin' Along Broadway, Buck Clayton septet in 1958. And remember that Buck Clayton, after 1979, couldn't play anymore, and he kept arranging and composing. So we'll close the show with his big band of 1988. Now, How High the Moon, and that's a Jazz the Philharmonic one in Pittsburgh, with Buck Clayton on trumpet, Trummy Young on trombone, Willie Smith alto, Cliff Phillips, and Coleman Hawkins on tenors. In 1947, and then Margot, Buck Clayton composition with his big band of 1988, with Dan Barrett on trumpet, Chuck Wilson on alto, Kenny Hing and Doug Lawrence on tenors, Joe Temperley on baritone, Mark Chain on piano, Chris Florey on guitar, and Buck conducted, composed, and arranged. And he died in 1991. At the age of 80 in his sleep. Thank you. I'm Dennis Owsley, and we close Jazz Unlimited show on the music of Buck Clayton with a set of two, How High the Moon, with a Jazz Philharmonic recording in 1947, and Margot, his big band, in 1988. And I'd like to remind you that next week we're going to be hearing another career and music of trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. So have a good week, stay safe, and we'll see you then.